This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry, bringing to you the Short Talk Bulletin, published monthly by the Masonic Service Association of North America since 1923.
This is Christopher Hodapp, Volume 97, Number 4, April 2019, Nebraska's Return to Proficiency. It is newsworthy that the Grand Lodge of Nebraska has succeeded in putting the toothpaste back in the tube after previously letting go of the requirement of proficiency of candidates. In a move rarely seen in Masonry, delegates at the Grand Lodge of Nebraska's 2019 annual communication abandoned 30 years of candidates memorizing a meager number of words to advance in the degrees and voted to return to learning full-form proficiency. While it may be surprising that two-thirds of the voting delegates approved the longer proficiency, sentiment has long been building for the full-form version that sustained Nebraska Masonry for over 125 years. In 1989, the requirement for learning the full-form answers ended, replaced with a short manual that focused on Freemasonry's history and philosophy. It contained readings about each degree, questions to answer, and very short proficiency memorization. Masonic leadership justified this significant reduction, citing the greater potential to attract men because of an easier memorization requirement. From 1986 to 1988, the number of men raised averaged 277. Then, from 1990 to 1992, an average 443 men were raised, a 62% increase. However, between 1992 and 2017, except for coincidental spikes, the number of men raised began a steady and drastic decline. It wasn't unusual for seasoned members who learned the full form proficiency to reminisce with candidates about their time spent with a mentor. That relationship, they were often told, created a strong bond between them as well as with the lodge. Many new members, especially in recent years, recognized what they missed. They felt deficient because they weren't offered the opportunity to form that same close bond with a mentor. Some felt strongly enough that they memorized the answers with a mentor anyway and presented them in lodge. After seeing more and more suspensions for non-payment of dues, then-Deputy Grand Master Dean Skokin developed an enrollment program. It relied on the lodges to assign a mentor to serve as a teacher, advisor, and friend for each candidate. But nothing compared to the mentoring received through posting, Most Worshipful Scott Krieger said, referring to learning the full-form answers for proficiency. Lodges never fully embraced our substitute mentoring program. In 2014, Most Worshipful Thomas Howder recommended a bylaw change authorizing lodges to increase their own proficiency requirements. Numerous lodges in Lincoln, Omaha, and other cities across Nebraska increased their proficiency requirements. New members of those lodges gained self-confidence and interest in performing ritual work. A larger number of brothers in the state began seeing how these changes had a positive impact. Lodges regained the ability to confer degrees without outside help. Nebraska's Corps of Deputy Grand Custodians, DGCs, who examined lodge ritual performance, faded fast after 1989. With less than one Mason per year becoming certified as individually proficient in the work, DGC ranks dwindled. As many aged, they held on to their position in hopes others would replace them. Unfortunately, that rarely occurred, and many Nebraska districts didn't have a DGC for years. Thus, no one coached those lodges on their ritual work. After a survey by the Deputy Grand Custodians of Nebraska's 130-plus lodges in 2017, two-thirds were found unable to confer degrees because their members didn't know ritual. Many believe this was because of the then-long-standing shorter proficiency. As experienced ritualists died, there were not enough others willing to memorize the parts, creating a major void in the work of the lodges. In response, then-Grand Junior Deacon Patrick Garger, a DGC and later Grand Master, was appointed to address these ritual challenges. After assessing the status of Lodge ritual, he implemented a strategic plan establishing several Grand Lodge ritual programs. It began with the first ever individual proficiency school, convened in 5 cities over a year, and was taught personally by Brother Barger and his DGC apprentices. This initial class generated over 50 new Masons certified in memorizing the esoteric words of Nebraska's ritual. In the following years, and to this day, Brother Barger's apprentices and other DGCs conduct them. As an augmentation to the individual proficiency school, Grandmaster Barger created the Grand Lodge College of Ritual, featuring DGC instructors teaching extended lectures such as the Middle Chamber, Second and Third Section Entered Apprentice, and Second and Third Section Master Mason. Lastly, Brother Barger created the Full Form Answers School for all 3 degrees. Led by Worshipful Brother John Herbolsheimer with assistance from other DGCs, this class focused on the questions and answers. In 2018, Grandmaster Barger established a Grandmaster's coin for full-form proficiency excellence in all 3 degrees. He bestowed his coin on new Masons who voluntarily chose to learn and do an excellent job in reciting the full-form answers. With the overwhelming success of this program alone, Most Worshipful Barger was inspired to make a Grandmaster's recommendation to restore the full proficiency requirements to historical standards. Also in 2018, Most Worshipful Barger created the new Deputy Grand Custodian at Large program. With the 2017 repeal of a bylaw requirement limiting the number of DGCs in Nebraska, the Grand Lodge of Nebraska is poised to assist lodges anywhere in the state. The requirement for DGCs to live in or near their district, which left many districts without one, no longer exists. All these efforts to recapture the Brotherhood, a greater understanding of Masonry, and the Hiramic legend had a tantalizing effect on the brothers who participated. Prospects for passing Most Worshipful Barger's recommendation to return to the full form proficiency at Nebraska's 2019 annual communication were promising. A year earlier, the required 2/3 majority barely failed with 62% of the delegates in favor at that time. In 2018, the need for full-form proficiency was advocated through a massive statewide public relations campaign, during visits to lodges, and in statewide leadership classes. Articles in the monthly Nebraska Mason and on the Grand Lodge website also raised awareness of the need to restore the mentoring aspect of learning full-form proficiency. Leaders of Nebraska's lodges were reminded that the bond created when a new Mason is mentored in the catechism by a seasoned brother is something that neither forgets. It ensures candidates understand the nature and purpose of the fraternity and makes them less likely to walk away from it because of a lack of emotional depth. Making it quick and easy to become a Mason only makes it quick and easy for them to leave us, Most Worshipful Barger said. Full-form proficiency ensures a candidate invests something of himself in the fraternity, making him much less willing to throw it all away by leaving. At the annual communication in February 2019, delegates pushed the vote above the required 2/3 majority. Congratulations are due to the Brethren of Nebraska who recognize the value of instilling the tenets of Masonry in men who come to our fraternity in search of it.
This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry, and this has been the Short Talk Bulletin Podcast, brought to you by the Masonic Service Association of North America for the purpose of supporting the worthy goals of disaster relief campaigns, hospital visitation, and the spread of Masonic information and knowledge. If you agree with supporting these worthy goals, please donate, and thank you.